Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast, presented by Allied Home Security.
Damn it, voice guy, you're interrupting Seth and I talking about Yellowstone off the air. All right. Brandon
too many new characters and they all suck.
Brandon Cooks.
They're the worst.
Brandon Cooks doesn't suck. Although the Texans will have many new characters, I would imagine, on their drama that is NFL football next season. Brandon Cooks was on Texans radio, Texans Monday yesterday, as he is every Monday. He's really good on there. This was a really interesting quote from Brandon Cooks about how you deal with where you are in the season right now on a 2-9 football team.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, like, you know, like I tell guys, you know, at the end of the day, we signed up for 17. No matter how bad it looks, we just got to continue to go back to work. And, you know, I'm a hopeful guy, so I'm always hopeful that things going to change. But, you know, it is what it is. We are what we are this year and have been. But at the end of the day, you wake up and you got another chance to go put great film out there because, like I always say, there's 31 other teams watching, so it's not about what's just going on here. That's about, you know, future stuff. As we know, this game is a business as well, so you don't want to give anyone an excuse not to want you elsewhere either.
I thought that was a really, really honest answer. You know, from Brandon Cooks especially, who may fairly or unfairly be viewed as, I think by some people, as a bit of a mouthpiece for the higher-ups in the organization because they love him so much and they brought him in here. Well, Bill O'Brien was here, but Jack Easterby, I think, was clearly part of Brandon Cooks coming here from their time in New England. When I heard the question and I heard Brandon going into the answer, Seth, because I was listening in my car driving home to the interview, I was expecting him to say something along the lines of, you know, that they were trying to turn this. I was expecting it to be a much more Texans-centric answer from Brandon Cooks. And I thought I was really impressed by the honesty of the answer. And honestly, that probably is the answer for almost everybody except Brandon Cooks on this team, that, hey, we got to put film out there for the other 31 teams. Like, Brandon Cooks will have a home in the NFL for several more years. But the fact of the matter is that most of the guys on this roster right now, that's the answer. That's why you're playing it out at 2-9 right now.
Yeah, that is really, that's one of the things that keeps teams from just completely going down the chute at the end of the year when things are bad. That's what good coaches manage, too. Like that, it's a reality that at some point in a season like this, you got to go beyond, you know, doing it for the old Gipper and stuff like that, and be sure guys understand, hey, you're putting this out there for everything. I mean, gosh, when Dom Capers, when it was pretty clear that Dom Capers was going to be fired, I can't remember if he ever said it outright, but basically, you know, he let guys know, look, you're always auditioning for everybody, including whoever might be coaching here next year.
Mm-hmm.
Those last four games that you play on a really bad team, those are the first four games that a new coach is going to watch if he comes in next year. Those are the first four games that guys in the offseason are going to watch when they're looking at prospective free agents or trade targets or anything. So that alone, as long as you've got the right kind of guys on the team that actually understand that kind of stuff, because there's some teams still have guys that don't even quite understand that. But as long as you got the right kind of guys, that's like one extra carrot on the stick above and beyond just the normal stuff.
I think that's the biggest argument against the notion of tanking with players. That Brandon Cook's answer there to me, anybody who texts and says these guys are tanking, now the front office may not be putting the best possible team on the field. But I think that's where, if there's a glass floor or ceiling to the notion of making the long play, not looking at 2021 acutely anymore, but looking beyond at 22 and 23, I think it ends at the front office. I think everybody, including the coaches, I think when David Culley says we're trying to win games and we're giving our team the best chance to win games, I believe him when he says that. Now, I don't know that that's necessarily the best thing big picture for the Texans organizationally. If it's Tyrod Taylor or Davis Mills starting, like, you know, there's a debate to be had there. But there's no debate about effort. And that's the stuff when people text in about players tanking. Like, look at this offensive line. They're not even trying. They're tanking right now. No, they're not. They're just not very good. But they're not trying because of what you just said and what Brandon Cooks just said.
That's the key distinction. There's two things can be true. Somebody can be trying really hard, but also sucking at the same time.
Yes, quite a few people.
Sort of sometimes when people say, like, oh, the Texans only want to make money, they're not even trying. Like, no, they've actually spent a lot of money over the last couple of years. That's the whole thing about, you have to remember about last year that's so pathetic, is that they were really, really trying to win in 2021. They spent more cash than anybody else. They were back in 2020. Yep. It was crazy how much money they spent, and they were just really, really bad at doing the right things to actually win.
David Culley was asked about Titus Howard yesterday. Titus Howard moved to left tackle this past week, started at left tackle, played the whole game there. Culley was asked long term, what's Titus Howard's best position?
Long term, what do you think is his best position individually?
Well, right now, with the situation that we're in, is that we're going to put him where we feel like he gives us the best chance, depending on the matchup that we have. And we know he can do both. We know he's very effective playing both. And we'll just kind of take it week to week to see where it best fits until Laramie gets back to see where we need to best fit him.
All right, so we'll hear what David Culley has to say about Laramie Tunsil in just a second. That was an interesting answer. We'll get to that. But Titus Howard, Seth, my prediction yesterday, and I'll stand by it, I don't think Laramie Tunsil plays the rest of the year. I've thought that for a while. Therefore, I think Titus Howard is your starting left tackle for the rest of the year, and I think it's the right thing to do for Titus. I think it's the right thing to do for the team to evaluate him at a tackle position and see if he's a long-term piece. He had the highest. I'm curious. I don't know if you've hardcore rewatched the Jets game at all. But you are obviously watching the game on Sunday up in the press box. From what you saw of Titus Howard, does this match the eye test? He had the highest Pro Football Focus grade of any Houston Texan in the game on Sunday.
Okay, that's I mean, sometimes that's
Does that mean he had a good game? Okay, you want numbers. I got it. He had a 79.4, which is a really good pro football. Sorry about that. Yes, I should give context. He actually had a good score, too. Pro Football Focus thinks he played well.
I thought he looked pretty good. They gave him some help at times, which, like, the trouble with those Pro Football Focus grades sometimes is that they don't account for degree of difficulty. Like, there would be times where Dwayne Brown would be one-on-one all the time with any from tight ends or chip blocks ever. And he would grade lower than other offensive tackles who weren't nearly as good as him, but those guys got help so they didn't mess up. So it's a little bit, I don't think that Titus Howard played a really good game, but he played a lot better than he had looked at guard. He did some good things. He had that one real bad sack that he gave up where he got manhandled, but that's to be expected, especially getting I thought he looked way more comfortable and way more like a guy that could continue to progress as a tackle there.
Now, Culley actually mentioned Laramie Tunsil in his answer about whether Titus Howard would stay at left tackle. Tunsil, of course, earlier this season tore a ligament in his hand. He had surgery on it. The report at the time when he had the surgery was that it was about a 4 to 6 week rehab to get back on the field. We're past that point now, and so my feeling has been we won't see Laramie Tunsil again in 2021. Culley was asked about it yesterday.
Do you think Laramie will play for you again this year?
I hope so. I'm hoping he do, Brandon. I mean, looking for him to.
Okay. How positive does it sound that Laramie Tunsil is going to play at any point the remainder of the season, Seth?
It sounds like
sure hope so.
He's I sure hope so.
You're the coach.
I guess Laramie's just going to let us know at some point whether he feels like playing, and I sure hope he does. It's a finger, you know. But it's important. You only got – I don't know if you know this. You only got 10 of them usually. No offense to people that naturally have fewer than 10.
Yeah. Or artificially, like Jason Pierre-Paul. Like, you're still really good at your job.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.